Now we have. I just want to take a break because we have a guest calling in for a couple of minutes. Our friend Colonel Sam Houston calling in to talk about. He was at the new movie Dunkirk, which I know John and I want to see. Hey, Colonel, how are you today?
I'm excellent, Ken. How are you?
Good, good. Now you went to one of the early nights that Dunkirk was available. What did you think of the movie?
I thought it was outstanding. I honestly have been quite disillusioned by the war movie fare that have come out over the past several years, with rare exception. But this this truly is an epic, and I'm going to have to just make sure that I add a disclaimer to that, that any of the listeners, if you're expecting to walk into this movie and get a Army War College dime dissertation of Operation Dynamo, you're going to be disappointed. But if you are going into the movie in order to see some of the demonstrations of courage, survival, teamwork, overcoming adversity, and facing odds with extreme bravery and courage, then you're in the right movie theater.
Colonel, Colonel, if you would, just remind our audience who may not be familiar with that epic moment of history when so many British soldiers and others were rescued from the beaches of France during the dark early days of World War II.
Sure. Quick Reader's Digest version. Less than a year into the war, in May of 1940, Germany invaded the Netherlands as well as France, and they initially moved into the Netherlands, which caused the British Expeditionary Forces and some of the French armies to move into the Netherlands. And then the Germans sprung the trap, which their main effort came through the Ardennes forests and rushed to the Channel. And in the process, they trapped over 400,000 British, French, Belgian, and other coalition forces. And with no way out, they moved to the nearest deep port city that was that could accommodate their evacuation, and that was the port city of Dunkirk.
Colonel, you're going to have to hold your thought right there because we're going to take a commercial break right here.
I figured that. I heard the music in the background.
So hopefully you'll be able to stay with us. You're listening to the Sons of the American Legion radio report here on WVOX 1460 AM and heard worldwide at WVOX.com. I'm John Chiran, along with Ken Kratzer and Jack McGurk, and we'll be back with more news about veterans in the active military after this brief Fox News break, so stay tuned.
Welcome back to the Sons of the American Legion radio report on WVOX AM 1460 and heard around the world on WVOX.com. Joining us on the line is Colonel Sam Houston, but first, here's Ken.
Hey, thanks, Jack. Good afternoon, everyone listening to Sons of the American Legion radio here on WVOX 1460. And take a few minutes to call us. Today, from Virginia, I believe, is Colonel Sam Houston, a member of the West Point Class of 87. And Colonel, before the break, you were just describing to our audience the history behind the story of the new movie, Dunkirk.
Yes. I guess to make a long story short for anyone who held on through the break there, so about 400,000 British, French, and coalition forces got trapped at the port city on the Channel known as Dunkirk, and against extremely difficult odds, they launched something known as Operation Dynamo, in which they enlisted the help of about 600 civilian small vessels that could go close to the beach and retrieve the British and French and coalition soldiers who were waiting patiently while under almost constant artillery and attack from the air. And in the process of several days, they actually were able to rescue about 350,000 of the personnel who were stranded on the beach. And this was really important because this formed the core of the British forces that were able to continue the fight, as well as the Free French forces, which were able to go back into France after D-Day and complete the liberation of Europe.
Absolutely. So you give the new movie Dunkirk a pretty good review.
Absolutely. I highly recommend it. There's not very much dialogue, but there isn't really much dialogue required. If anyone is thinking that they're going to walk in and see, like, the first 30 minutes of Saving Private Ryan, that's not what this is about. It's not a gore fest or a blood fest or anything like that. As a matter of fact, the only German soldiers you even see, even at that point, you only see them blurry in the background, are just a few at the very end. So, and I can tell you that without giving anything away. So,
okay. Well, we got to ask you, it's only a week till Army football summer practice starts up. You looking forward to the season?
Absolutely. I can't wait. It's amazing how fast the time has gone by, but not fast enough. We're all ready for another excellent season of Army football. I personally have 4 tickets already. I'm going to be present to see Army beat Tulane, UTEP, North Texas, and, of course, beat Navy. Also, my 30-year class reunion is this year, and that's the UTEP is going to be the homecoming. So we will all converge, class of 87, for that event, and we're looking forward to it. And, of course, I will be up at West Point for the Sprint Football Annual Reunion, which, again, is the last weekend of August. And this year I'll be able to suit back up and play in the scrimmage. Last year I had a torn quad and had to sit it out, but I'm diligently getting myself in shape to take a few lumps from the cadets in that game. So.
Okay.
Colonel, it's good to hear that they're going to have at least 4 victories this year thanks to your presence.
They're going to have a lot more than that, but I feel really good about the season going in. You know, I was actually tempted to go to the Ohio State game, but I just couldn't convince myself to go to that one. But my only hope for that one is that they don't that they play a great game, which I'm sure they will, and that they do not walk away with several injuries. Because I remember a few years ago they played Stanford, and they played Stanford really well, but they had a lot of injuries in the course of the game. So
yeah, that's true,
and that carried through for the rest of the season and hurt the rest
sure
of the season.
It sure did. So. And then the Ohio State game is early enough in the season where, you know, injuries can make a huge difference in how the season goes. But I really believe that the recruiting effort that Coach Monken has put in place has been able to put talent in all classes onto the roster where he can plug and play some of the top talent that you could get at a service academy. So
absolutely. Hey, Sam, we got to run, but thanks so much for calling in, and we'll look forward to talking some more Army football as we get closer to the season.
Oh, I'll look forward to many discussions, Ken. Thanks again for letting me call in, and go see Dunkirk.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a good rest of the day.
You too. Take care.